Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Fan Morning Show presented by Matt Mertz Plumbing, now part of the Armstrong Comfort Solutions family. Welcome in at this time, Jeff Hathorne. He joins. Good morning to you, Jeff. How are you?
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning, morning, good morning, hey, good morning. Okay, Eric Fisher, left tackle. Do the Steelers need to bolster their efforts at left tackle? Do they need to go out and find a post-draft free agent at left tackle, yes or no?
Could they always upgrade their depth on the offensive line? Yes. Do I think they will? I think they have other positions that they're gonna go after. I think they like the competition now that they're gonna have at the tackle and guard and center position.
Jeff, when you go into OTAs here this upcoming week, what is the biggest question you would like to have answered or at least get a better idea of through these 10 practices?
I mean, the obvious one is that I want to see how Mitch looks. You know, how does he interact with his teammates? How is that competition? How is when he run reps different from when Kenny Pickett runs reps, from when even Mason Rudolph runs reps as they'll work in with the first team? And that's one of the early ones, and it's tough in OTAs because sure. It's not full contact. So some of the things like receivers going over the middle or how safeties hit. Another thing you can watch is Levi Wallace. How does he fit into that secondary and how does he look in one-on-one drills?
Do we know if there's anybody we shouldn't expect to see at OTAs starting next week, Jeff, i.e. veterans who may be waiting on contract extensions like Minkah Fitzpatrick?
Well, I think the big one that we've been waiting for a long time is Stephon Tuitt. You know, does he show up for OTAs? And if he does, what kind of shape? What does he do? I think that's the one everybody's waiting to see. Is he going to be there on Tuesday? But there isn't anyone that we know of. I mean, we saw in that Steeler schedule release video that Minkah's been working out with the guys. So I don't anticipate any, but of course at this point last year we didn't anticipate that Watt would kind of show up and not really do drills with the team. So we'll see how Minkah handles this, and obviously that's the big one for them.
Come Clean, brought to you by GetGo. We talked to our friend Jeff Hathorne here. All right, turning the attention to the Pittsburgh Penguins. We're trying to formulate a way in which I don't necessarily think it can be Malkin and Letang. Could it be Letang and Rust? It seems like they could fit both of those guys under the cap if they really want to.
Yeah, they could. I mean, the thing with Letang is the money that he gets. I mean, he could get up to $9-10 million. Is that they've got to figure out where they want to go as a team if they want to bring Letang back. If they think they have another run and that they could win a Stanley Cup with some of the pieces they have now and Chris Letang, then it's worth going after. That's the tough decision. Rust is a guy. Man, he does so much, and he has come from so far to be where he is now. The numbers when he first got up, some of the playoff goals as his career went on, and now he's become a consistent scorer in this league that you could put anywhere, and he's happy, and he's going to work hard. Rust is a guy I would love to see on this team, and I think he's affordable. And I think as you're building on the fly or whatever you want to call it, I think Rust would be a great add or a great keep for this Penguins team, because the other two may not be affordable, and you kind of get the sense from those two that they're going to at least explore this process.
A decision time gets closer and closer on Tristan Jarry and what his next contract could look like. Do you pay him to still be your number one goaltender in the future here?
I don't know if I'm willing to give him a big contract yet. I'm just not at that point. I want to see another year. And unfortunately, injury prevented from seeing Tristan, even though we saw him in the last game. I mean, he hobbled into the post-game news conference and, you know, was listening on the MSG network to Henrik Lundqvist in between the first and second periods of that game seven. And he was saying, you know, how there are things that he noticed that Jari can't do, like that it was obvious to him that Jari wasn't able to play full in that game. So what do you, you know, what's his number? What do you sign him at? I think you want to wait a little bit longer and see a little bit more proof from Tristan before you explore some kind of contract that could impact your salary cap.
Well, and who's going to be the person or people making that decision, Jeff? You broke it to us Monday morning that the chatter had intensified about Ron Hextall and the management group's future, and we didn't hear from Ron Hextall on breakup day. He was conspicuous by his absence.
Yeah, that is a normal thing that happens. You normally hear from the general manager. Now, we could hear from him before the week is out, but I think those conversations are ongoing, and we're going to see how this plays out here in the next couple of weeks. I think they wanted to give it, you know, a day or two, have the exit interviews with Mike Sullivan and the players, and now they start into that part of the process. But that's something that's going to happen pretty quickly because the draft's going to be on them soon, and then free agency just a couple of weeks after that.
A sense of clarity and to kind of to get something squared away before we let you go. I seem to remember last year, though, and it was much different circumstances, Zoom and all that. Wasn't Hextall, didn't he speak 4 or 5 days after the breakup day?
Calling to say that I remember last
year. Yeah, right.
where everything was Zoom and it was just a weird situation. He may have, I don't remember. And like I've said, it could happen a couple of days after. What we're saying is we'd initially heard that he was going to talk that day. So it makes you wonder, you know, are they just going to wait a couple of days? Are they going to have more discussions? Do they want to have some clarity before they do this? You know, we'll find out if he doesn't talk at all this week. I think that's at least a little bit of a sign that, you know, those discussions are ongoing.
Absolutely. Jeff Hathorn. Jeff, lots going on the website. You're putting a ton of content on there. Pirates, you got a crazy baseball game read about just the other day between Pitt and Penn State. You got obviously all the Penguin stuff going on. What else is up there?
Yeah, and Brian Rust is the latest one. We're kind of exploring what he is saying about his future and what his teammates and coach say about the importance to his team. Also doing a story on Jordan Addison, where the NCAA, a solution for the NCAA and what they could do to help this free agency that they've created and create a little bit more structure. Plus, if we hear from Ron Hextall, we'll have that, and we'll have previews leading into OTAs every single day leading up to Tuesday.
Jeff Hathorn. Jeff, we thank you. We'll talk soon.
Thanks, all. See ya.
Absolutely.
Thanks, Jeff.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.